Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 25th, 2023. It is 10:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to speak with Cabau. She is with the she's the Hmong advocate for the Family Center. We're going to talk with her and looking forward to that conversation. Right now, our good friend Katie Wright in with us from the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you been?
I'm doing good.
Good, yeah. Good. I'm going to be honest with the audience. I just asked Katie that off air. It's always weird to do that than on air. It's always kind of funny to do that, isn't it?
I know.
Feels weird, but yeah, appreciate you playing along.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, Katie. We got a bunch of cool things to talk about with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. I want to get into some great events going on over there, but we were scheduled to have somebody from the leadership class join us, and I did have it kind of set up to talk about that a little bit. Do you want to get into it just a little bit and talk about what that leadership class is? Because I think it's one of the cooler things, and this is saying something, that the Chamber does.
Yes.
The Chamber does a lot of great and cool things in our area. The fact that this is one of those things that stands out, I think stands out on its own for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's a community leadership program is what we're talking about here. It's a dynamic, interactive leadership development program designed to provide a deeper understanding of our community, share practical tools for effective community leadership, and empower participants to be a catalyst for positive change. This is the not only the core of the Chamber, but really I think the core of this area. We all are looking for ways to contribute to our community, to add to our community. We're also all trying to keep the lights on. We all have to make a living. We all have to be able to do those things and balance that. Leadership is that. You know, leadership is a big part of that. And I think one of the cool things about this class and having different leadership members join us over the years and talking to them, there's some themes, there's some commonality there. One, everybody enjoys themselves.
Yeah.
I've never had somebody come in here or talk about it or even talking to somebody off air about it and having anything other than great positive things to say.
Oh, totally.
And everybody comes out of it, too, genuinely feeling more like leaders and more like they don't say leaders. They say more confident, or they say more connected to their community, or more independent, or feeling more confident about some of their ideas to help the community. That's leadership. That's what leadership is those things that we're mentioning there. It's cool to see something that is designed to help embrace that and encourage that and support that.
Oh, yeah. Last week, I went to help with the teen leadership a little bit, and they had some amazing speakers, like Timothy Young at the community theater. He did a tour and led them into a conversation about the community theater and ways to get involved. And then we went to the cultural center and had a couple great speakers there as well on how they help bring the community together and do stuff. So it's you can also follow Facebook and see pictures of what we do with leadership. And there's so many fun trips.
It's something that, you know, I recommend to any business out there.
Yes.
You know, when you put the cost into your employees, when you pay for something like this, like a leadership program or something, you are making an investment.
Yep.
In your employee, yes. And you're going to get the benefits of that because you're the employer and that person stays into your company and everything. But you're also investing in your community. You're empowering and you're helping an individual that's a part of this community, that's going to add to this community.
Yep.
So many people that are a part of these programs and everything, they work in the community. They're also on school boards or, you know, the board for this nonprofit or something like that. Like, people don't just do the leadership program and like, all right, that was great, that was fun, and then they just keep on doing their own thing.
Right.
Like, everybody that joins these programs end up doing more in the community, more.
Oh, yeah.
So you truly are making an investment in your community while also an investment in your business.
Yeah.
It's a great two-for-one kind of thing.
Exactly.
If people want to know more about this, we encourage you to reach out to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. You can go to their website, wisconsinrapidschamber.com. They have a leadership tab. You can go right under that. That's one way to do it. Otherwise, I encourage you to stop by the office as well. Like, you know, say hi to the gang over there. There's a lot to cover with this subject. So much more than we have the time to get into right now. But I did want to tease people with it a little bit and put the seed in their brain, let that tree grow, and hopefully we get more and more people a part of this program.
Yep.
Been a around for like 30 years or something like that. This thing's been around forever.
Long time.
Longer than you and I have been in this community.
I know, it's
been around a long time.
Yeah.
There's retreats, as Katie mentioned. There's these fun activities involved, along with just getting to meet people that you may not always run into in this community.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the other themes I love hearing about the leadership program is, yeah, I didn't even know. I never ran into this person. I've never even met them. And then they're friends or yeah. They end up, hey, you work at this nonprofit, I work at this business. Let's join forces. Let's see how we can help each other.
Yeah.
All the organic relationships that are developed, conversations that develop from these leadership programs is really cool.
Yeah. And I, you know what? It blew my mind after this leadership thing that someone, we had Meredith from the CVB come in and mm-hmm. talk. And someone, after it was all said and done, I just kind of caught it in my ear. I didn't know that we had a tourism.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
Rapids. Like just yeah. things you don't know from mm-hmm. these teens, they don't know about the area.
I think when it comes to that too, I'm glad that came up because mm-hmm. that's something that I've experienced since I moved into this town, and I don't mean just me and my family. I mean like locals. Like I've had people. I remember when we first moved to Rapids, and there used to be the Little Pink Restaurant.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad love local restaurants and stuff like that. So this lady told my mom about it, and when she was telling her about it, she had just heard about it herself, and she had lived in this area for quite some time.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. That's been going on for a long time, and it goes on in every rural community.
Oh yeah.
So there's no shame in that.
No, absolutely not.
I think it's something to embrace and to, you know, just kind of have some fun with and everything. Like how cool is this that a town like this that maybe you've lived in your whole life or half your life and you're still discovering new things.
Oh, and things pop up all the time.
Yeah.
Like I went home over the weekend and I was like, Mom, how long has this been here? I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
So things
yeah.
come up all the time.
It's awesome.
We've been there forever.
Speaking of things coming up, let's get into some events with the Chamber. That is the closest I had to a segue. That is
perfect.
We do have something going on tomorrow. It's going to yes. be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have Coffee with the Chamber tomorrow, April 26th. That's from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. We are having our one and only Angel Whitehead, president and CEO of Synergy. She is amazing. So
yes.
This conversation will be great, something you don't want to miss. We are having out-of-the-box coffee coming in, so...
Yeah. The discussion is one region, yes. one voice. It's Angel is not only a great public speaker and really good at what she does. Angel also is somebody who she cares. She's just very genuine, and her heart's all in this community, into these things. She put so much time with the Chamber and everything, and I know how hard it was for her to leave there.
I know.
To be able to go into a gig like this is part of the reason why, is because she's even doing just as much in many levels for the community and that. And being able to do things like this and cover a topic like this that she knows so well, it's great. So whether we knew her or not, she's a great one to listen to. But then, you know, the fact that we like her and we know Angel and all that it certainly adds to it. So
maybe you should come and see why we like her so much.
Yeah, nicely done. Yes. 8:30 to 9:30. This is going on tomorrow. Is this an event you register for, Katie?
Yep. So go to our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com. There is a register button. If you go to our events tab, click on April 26th date, and you'll be able to register there. It is in person or it is virtual. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this is free. It's just like to have registration so you can get the link and everything to be able to see the yep. conversation. And we got more fun stuff coming up this week, because this week kicks off one of our favorite events the Chamber hosts, 2023 Sip, Shop, and Support Local. Katie, for people new to this idea, this event, let's explain to them what it is.
Yep, so it is kind of like a passport. We have a list of businesses in our area that joined in on this. So it's a list of like restaurants, shops, whatever. You go to that participating business and they will stamp off that you purchased something there. And then once you're done shopping, you bring it back to the Chamber for a chance to win kind of a little prize.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good time for Mother's Day. Go shopping for Mom.
It's I love the idea of when you're able to take care of like two things at once,
mm-hmm.
you know, and with an event like this, you're buying local, you're supporting yes. local, and those things are first and foremost really big and everything. Until we get to Mother's Day, then that trumps everything. Mother's Day is at the top. It's right
yes.
here. Buying local, supporting local, certainly it's like 1A, 1B, you know, you got to take care of Mom. You got to take care of
Always.
Mother's Day. There's no excuse not to. But if your mother is anything like mine, you cannot just go to any department store and just grab something and give it to her. It's got to be unique. It's got to be from the heart. And like my mom, it's got to be local. She loves local stuff. She wants something like that. A knickknack, sure, but is it a local knickknack? Did it come from a local creator or something like that?
Yeah.
And trust me, she can tell when it's not.
She just knows.
It's not even worth trying to fool her, nothing like that.
So you get her that random knickknack. It might be behind something else on a bookshelf. So make sure it's in front.
Exactly. This is a great way to take care of mom and dad's Father's Days and stepmother and Father's Day, along with supporting local. This event goes on from April 29th to May 7th. It's a great way to not only explore your community a little bit more, but maybe find some new haunts, some new places that you're going to like, well, I'm going there from now on, or I'm getting this there from now on, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's just so much fun. The passport idea is really cool. It's a really unique idea. Where can people pick up their passports?
So it will be at participating locations as well as the chamber.
And I think that's pretty self-explanatory, but if people have follow-up questions or anything, again, we encourage you to check out the Chamber's website, wisconsinrabbitschamber.com, and never hesitate to reach out to the Chamber. Give them a call. They love that. Stop by. Any of those things. With this event going on, Katie, I'm curious, just before we go to the next event and everything, how long does it take to set something like that up? I haven't done a whole lot of event planning in my life. And when it comes to something like this on this large of a scale involving all these moving pieces, for me, it seems like I don't even know where I begin. But for you, you've been doing this a little while now and everything, and you're getting more and more comfortable with the gig, I imagine. How long does it take, and how many moving parts are there putting something like this together?
Yeah, so I kind of like to think ahead months in advance. Mm-hmm. But something like this, I shouldn't say it's easier to do than the events that I do already. But we just kind of reach out to businesses. We'll call them. I'll call people from last year, see if they want to participate. And usually they all say yes anyway because they want to be out there. They want people to come to their location. But, I mean, it's just a matter of giving them a phone call.
I had a feeling, but I didn't know that's where your answer would go.
Yeah.
But I think it just adds to a theme of kind of whenever we get together and we talk about this area, this community cares. This community loves to be a part of these. This community loves fun, certainly.
Yes.
And the only thing they love more than that is being able to add to their community, be able to put back into their community.
Yeah.
There's a reason you see with a lot of events with sports teams or high school sports teams or just events in general, you see a lot of common names. You see people sponsoring a lot of these events. You see a lot of the familiarity and everything. These are businesses and people that believe in their community, put back into it. This is an event where we all get to be a part of that. It's pretty cool.
It'll be a lot of fun.
That's going on until right into May, so let's go ahead and you and I go into May. What's the first event you want to talk about with that?
Well, I guess the only one I have on here is Leadership Graduation Dinner.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Wrapping up or kind of bringing full circle what we were talking about with the leadership class and everything, the leadership graduation is just as much fun as the whole program itself. They really do this right, too. It's going to happen from 5 to 7 on May 24th. And it's where is this taking place?
It looks like it's going to be at Bullseye.
Yeah.
Registration begins at 5, then 5:30 to 6:15 we have social networking and dinner, and then 6:15 and on we have program and certificates. It is $35 a person, so if you'd like to join us and congratulate our leadership class, we'd love to have you there.
I like that this is open to the community.
Yeah.
It's a chance not only to, you know, and encourage and support this leadership group, this newest leadership group, and kind of see them off, if you will. We don't get a lot of opportunities as adults to have like graduation type things, you know, for fellow adults. I think that's kind of cool. I think the support of that and is encouraging and kind of fun. And it's a good time. Like it's Bullseye for one. Like Bullseye Country Club, you can't not have a good time at Bullseye. You can go into it trying, and you're still gonna have a good time.
Absolutely.
It's impossible not to have a good time over there. But it's also like an event that almost creates creates happiness, creates fun. Everything we are saying about the leadership class and program is very similar to the event. Here's an opportunity for you to get into town, meet some, run into some people that maybe you don't know all the time, or maybe some people you just haven't seen in a while.
Right.
Is there anybody that you've run into too much? Like, I think that all of us have people in our lives that we wish we ran into more. An event like this is one of those ones where it just kind of brings people together.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is a great opportunity for you if you think that you want to join leadership, maybe even just come to it, check it out, get a feel for what they have done and accomplished within the year. So it's a great opportunity for you.
It's a really good point. Especially for people that are thinking about doing it. Yeah. Is this something that you RSVP for? Or?
Yes. So I believe if you go to our website at Wisconsin Rapids Chamber, there should be a registration button. Otherwise, we have a form that you can fill out as well.
Yeah. And again, it's open to the public, so anybody can attend.
Yep.
I wanted to rewind with you a little bit before we go way too far down the line here and everything and start getting to June and July or something like that. Let's go ahead. We'll do that next month. We'll do that the next time we get together. For now, I wanted to ask how the job resource and transfer fair went. I heard good things. I heard a lot of people enjoyed it and stuff. And
I think it went well. I haven't heard too much about it, but I know it was a big success from the pictures I saw.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was a great turnout.
I just wanted to send a shout out to everybody that was a part of it, all the different businesses and organizations, of course, that had it. We need more of these kind of things. And, it's really cool to see that the Chamber is sponsoring, backing a lot of these. Shout out to our friends at Midstate for hosting it.
It
was a good event. I heard a lot of good things about coming out of that. That's really cool that went over as well as it did.
Me too.
So when you're looking ahead, Katie, we've got Sip Shop Support Local. That's the big one kind of around the corner here. Nothing, not that Coffee with the Chamber isn't big or anything, but as far as like big events and stuff. But, you know, we've got Cranberry Blossom Fest around the corner, all these other things. I'm so sorry to bring that up. I wanted to ask how it's going behind the scenes and how things are prepping and stuff. Again, a lot of moving parts, a lot going on.
Yeah.
One of the first, this job is a little similar. You got a lot of different things going on. What the audience hears is just me talking. But, like, for you in studio and for a lot of people that have been in studio with me, you know I'm a crazy man. I've got a billion things going on. I got papers over here. I got the computer over here. I'm trying to keep everything on time. It's Bob used to describe it to me as spinning plates. You know, you've got the one plate and you get that spun, and then you got to run over here and get this one going. It feels like your job is a little similar to that.
Yeah.
You have to prepare for next month and the month after that while at the same time taking care of today.
Yeah.
How is that going with future events? And not to overpress or ask too many details here or anything, but how is it going developing and creating some of that stuff going forward?
I'm definitely learning more and more about organization, which, you know, I was good at, but now it's like, I'm a little more extra with more organizing, but it's all coming together. We're very excited for Lunch by the Rivers lineup this year.
Yeah.
It's all coming in full throttle, and it's going to be very exciting. So I'm excited for what I have planned so far, and I hope everyone enjoys it.
When it comes to Lunch by the River, are you still looking for sponsors and get entertainment acts? Or
we're
are you all
not. We're all, look at me, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know, but I will say we are looking for a few more food vendors. So you do not have to be an investor for this. I would absolutely love to have your food truck down there, so please call me.
One of the... I mean, everything about Lunch by the River, we look forward to. This year, I might even be able to go to a couple because I get done. I'm done on the air at 11. I might even be able to run over there and experience some. Last year, we got to do a live remote from there, and that was fun.
Yes.
I called in the Over the Back Fence a couple of times from there. It was fun. The atmosphere, the location is amazing.
Yes.
It's beautiful. I never get tired of looking at that river or being by it or in that park or anything like that. Veterans Park is a beautiful place.
Amazing.
The idea of getting to support local again, you know, it's the theme of not only the Chamber, but really us here at WFHR. It's buying, supporting local, promoting local businesses, local events. This is one of our favorite ones, Lunch by the River. It also combines taking, you know, supporting local entertainment acts, whether they're musicians or dancers or anything like that, being able to host and have give them a stage to be able to perform.
I mean, everyone hopped on that. They were very excited to be part of this, especially sponsors. I mean, we filled up fast, and they just want to be part of it, get out of the office for a little bit. And I mean, it's just a great I think it's a great thing to be part of.
And then you got the food.
And the food.
You got the great food.
Amazing food.
Yeah. The variety is one of those ones that blows me away every year. Okay. last year, I know Family Natural Foods had a stop down there and stuff. And we're doing some things. And that was cool. That was a little different.
Yeah.
We, of course, love our trucks that are always there, that have been there every year and stuff, too. And looking forward to if there's anybody new to join. Reach out to Katie and let her know.
Reach out. We got some amazing things going.
Yeah. I cannot wait. Is it here yet? When does Lunch by the River kick off?
Is it June 1st? I think that first Thursday in June.
I wanted to say the first Thursday in June. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yep. Go through all the way through August 31st. So every Thursday.
Essentially, as soon as it gets nice out, like we're all just kind of looking out the window. Okay, go.
Going outside.
Let's do it now. Let's rewind just one more time and tell everybody about Coffee with the Chamber coming up tomorrow. It's going to be a really fun event kicking off at 8:30 in the morning.
Yep. So April 26th, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. We will have Angel there. You do have to register at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. We'll have coffee for you.
Yes. Yep. I love that this event is virtual or in person.
Yep.
So that's kind of nice, especially for people that might want to take this in but can't be there.
Right.
So encourage you to do that. Is this something that's recorded? Can people watch it afterwards? Or
no, I don't think so. Recorded.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing that maybe we should do.
Opportunity. All the more reason to take in the event in real time.
Exactly.
Make sure to get it in. And Angel's so great at what she does.
Oh my gosh.
You don't want to miss that conversation.
She's so passionate. So
yeah.
You'll see it if you come to it, for sure.
8:30 to 9:30 tomorrow. This will be taking place, Coffee with the Chamber. Where's it going to be at?
It will be at our chamber office. Otherwise virtual.
Stop by and say hi to the team over there and everything. And again, Angel Whitehead is the speaker, president and CEO of Centergy. I still haven't gotten used to saying that. I say her name and I'm immediately ready to say the chamber.
I know.
They're going to be talking one region, one voice. Great topic, great speaker. You want to take that in. You can register at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. And really all the things that Katie and I have been discussing today, you can find the leadership classes there. You can find their events page there, signature events. Really, if you're looking for work or you want to put work out there, that your employer looking for things, there's there. I don't think that if we spent the whole hour of Morning Magazine together, we could cover everything that's just on your website, let alone everything the chamber does.
I know.
Really do appreciate the time, Katie, and what you guys do for our community. Say hi to the rest of the team
over there.
We'll talk again real soon. You take care.
Okay.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.